everyone is now waking up to the reality of Zionism now.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone's waking up to that. That's one huge blessing that's coming out of this.
Totally.
Right. That they've lost the PR war. They've lost it now. An Israeli think tank came out and admitted, they said that of all the protests going around the world, 95% are pro-Palestine.
Wow.
95% are pro-Palestine. Insane. Right. So they've lost that. You can see also these UN votes, how, you know, when they do so in the General Assembly, it's like 140 or 150 countries. It's Israel and US on the other side and a few other countries. Even a lot of like little vassal states of the US, like Britain and the EU, they're abstaining.
Wow.
they're losing that, right? So that's coming to the fore. But something even greater than that's happening. And I think you've talked to some of your guests about this, which is that people are not only waking up to the reality of Israel, but they're also waking up to the reality of Palestinians.
Hmm.
And they're saying, what is it that keeps these people going?
SubhanAllah.
Right? Like, they've gone through so much. There's people, they've lost everything. They've lost their homes. They've lost their families. They have nothing. But they're smiling and they're saying, Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Right? They're how is that possible? They don't get. So what is that now doing? So now they think, okay, well, they're Muslims. Okay. So, and then they're going and they're trying to read a translation of the Quran. They're trying to put the pieces together. And it's happening. Like, I think it was just my friend Hazem, who's my co-author from Depression Anxiety. Like, he sent me a video of a lady from America, not a Muslim, right? Blonde, blue-haired lady, not a Muslim, and she's reading it. She's reading a translation of the Quran, right? I'm assuming it's a pretty decent one based on our previous conversation, right? I'll assume it's an okay one. But she put a little video out saying, the Quran is helping me with my anxiety. She actually said, I have anxiety problems. And she read, I think she's reading, Surah Talaq? Right? Like, whoever fears Allah, log him a way out. So she's quoting this ayah, she quotes some ayat in Surah Rahman. And she's almost tearing up. Like, she's not even a Muslim. She's almost tearing up. And she's saying, you know, with anxiety, you know, people always tell you, okay, that you have to learn to let go. You have to learn to let go and don't fret over that thing. And then she said, but I'm reading these verses and I'm realizing, how can I let go of something that I never really had in the first place?
SubhanAllah.
How can I let go when Allah's been holding it all along? Right? How do I do that? How do I let go? And she said, so then I realized, wait a second, I'm actually part of a larger system. I'm actually part of a larger, it's like a larger, you know, apparatus or framework. And all I can really do is act. That's all I can do. Because Allah's in control. And she says, this isn't what I was taught. I always taught that it's down to you. It's always down to you, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're successful, it's because of you and your hard work. If you're not successful, it's because you're lazy and you're stupid and this and that. It's like, no, it's all in Allah's hands. So she said that just gave me so much just relief.
Yeah.
Just to see that. So I think to put all of that together, I think for Muslims who are getting really, really anxious and depressed by the situation of Gaza, look at the bigger picture, see what's really happening. And then look at these people who are not even Muslim who are now coming to Allah and now reading your book and just seeing, I mean, they're seeing things that a lot of Muslims just haven't seen, right?
So it's something we all see is bad in our world, but Allah has a hidden blessing in that. And one of them you mentioned is Americans waking up to the Quran. So waking up to Islam, like asking, how do these Palestinians keep going? I'm looking here at a Guardian article. Young Americans are picking up the Quran to understand the resilience of Muslim Palestinians. Yeah, and it has here a woman who started a book club on Discord. And she posts the reviews on TikTok, right? And she chit-chats about a book on TikTok. That's it. And she's out of Chicago. She's 34 years old. Then when this crisis happened and she has a big platform on TikTok, started talking about Palestine. And then she started noticing that picture, that video of the brother whose daughter died. This is a Palestinian man, religious man. I think it's from the Tablighi Jama'ah of Palestine. And his daughter was brought to him. You know, she has the two poofs like this. was brought to him, and he was just kissing her face. She passed away. He's about to bury her.
She's ruh, he said.
Yeah. That video got so many people wondering, how is he doing this? How is he not like yelling, screaming, and going crazy? Right? So they started to pick up the Quran. Here, one lady says, I wanted to talk about the faith of Palestinian people, how it's so strong. They still find room to make it a priority to thank God, even when they have everything taken away from them, she said in an interview. This lady, her name is Megan B. Rice. Okay. She keeps posting these videos. One thing leads to the next. Eventually, she ends up a Muslim, and she posts it. Somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took someone that you, the last person that you would ever even think of, and this person has been a means of hundreds upon thousands, if not millions, to discover the Quran, right? And really view the Quran in a positive light, okay? Because we have enough of bad press, but she has amazing, good press.